Heavy Radio 97.5, good morning. Dan R. with you. I'm glad you're here today because it's Sleep Awareness Month. All right. The CDC reports that one in three American adults don't get enough sleep. Is that you? Well, I have someone here to talk about sleep. My guest this morning is Dr. Thomas Roth. He founded the Sleep Disorders and Research Center at the Henry Ford Hospital, currently serves as the center's director, decorated with numerous awards, distinguished research. Dr. Roth has published more than 500 manuscripts, 13 edited volumes, 250 chapters, 621 abstracts. Dr. Roth, I would say that you're pretty passionate about the health impacts of sleep.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, people have to now recognize that, you know, like nutrition and exercise, sleep is a vital function necessary for a good quality of life.
I see here that, of course, the lack of sleep can cause numerous different problems, decreased productivity during the day, other issues like depression, hypertension, and other diseases. Let's talk about some of the reasons why Americans don't get enough sleep. Nature calls at the inopportune time, right?
Right. You know, people sort of, you know, sort of nature calling nocturia, I think what you're referring to. And, you know, yeah, well, as we age, we go to the bathroom, you know, several times a night. And people sort of minimize it because of, well, I get up 2 to 3 times to go to the bathroom. But it's not the 1 or 2 times. So you have to recognize for each trip to the bathroom, you've been up for the last half hour at some level of alertness. And it takes you some time to get back. So people who have 2 or 3 nocturnal events wind up losing 1 to 1.5 hours of sleep. And that has profound effects. As you pointed out, this thing leads to hypertension. It leads to weight gain. And all of these things turn around and give you more nocturia. So most sleep disorders are a vicious circle. So if you're depressed, you get bad sleep. If you get bad sleep, you get more depression. And all of these things are in a circle. Nocturia is just another example of that you gave.
Now, technology in this day and age, that has to do something to sleep. All the cell phones, the pads. Do you see that in your practice?
No question about that. I mean, you know, it's more, you know, obviously, you know, the whole idea of cell phones, you know, we weren't meant to have cell phones by our bedroom. And you know, it's sort of when I grew up, you know, the television went off at 11:30. But today it's a 24-hour society. I mean, your cell phone, your iPad, all of those things, you know, allow you to function 24 hours a day, and your body's not meant to function that way. And it totally is disruptive. There's no question that that is especially a big problem, especially in young people.
Now, caffeine and alcohol, doctor, because a lot of folks say, oh, I need a couple of drinks to get to sleep, but if they get to sleep, it's not good sleep, right?
You're 100% right. I mean, you know, caffeine and alcohol are very important because they're both related to sleep. Many people drink caffeine, like, you know, I'm sagging at 2, you know, so 1, we tend to drink coffee in the morning. Why are we drinking coffee in the morning? Because we didn't get the adequate sleep we needed the night before. You know, so people with sleep disorders, people with nocturia, people with sleep apnea, drink more coffee than the rest of the population because, we need more sleep. And then at night when we're sort of drooping because, you know, we've had a long day and we haven't had enough sleep, start drinking coffee again. You got to remember, coffee is a stimulant. It's a mental xanthine, and as such, it disturbs sleep. Now, alcohol is very seductive because it puts you to sleep a little bit faster, okay? But after you metabolize it, after 1 or 2 hours, it fragments sleep tremendously.
Huh.
So, yeah, alcohol and caffeine are probably the two worst things for sleep. Not only that, but alcohol, if you're a normal, healthy person, alcohol will make you snore. If you're a snorer, alcohol will give you apnea.
I was going to ask you about snoring. Of course, I don't snore, but some of my listeners,
of course, not.
Might. Can we do anything about that?
Well, you know, there are things you can do about it. You know, there are things you can all do about it. You know, one, we can sort of lose weight because, you know, weight gain is a big risk factor. Two, we can get more sleep. Because sleep loss is a risk factor for, you know, you can avoid alcohol. You can sleep on a couple of pillows, a more upright position, so gravity works. So those are the 4 things we can all do. But it's very important to pay attention to snoring because snoring is an important symptom of a sleep apnea syndrome, which is a major sleep disorder which has terrific morbidity and mortality associated with it.
All right, a couple of more things here, because I'm sleep and me, I mean, this is one of the things that I really think a lot about each and every day, because I get up at 3 in the morning every morning, been doing it for 40
right.
years to do morning radio. And that time change, especially when we spring forward and you lose that hour
right.
of sleep, that affects me tremendously.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the reason for that is not complicated, you know, although, you know, for most of us not obvious. In other words, we all need about really very close to 8 hours of sleep. None of us get that. So what we do is we sort of find that level of sleep which gets us through the day. So I need 8, but I think I can get by with 6.9. I can cheat about an hour. You know, and then all of a sudden, that 1 hour of sleep loss, and the next day, because you now have changed your time of sleeping, it was 1 to 2 hours of sleep loss, put you off the cliff. But in other words, if you have slept for 8 hours every night until the time zone changed, you'd be fine. But we're not.
Ha. Huh. What is sort of connected to this, one more thing I wanted to ask you about, Doctor, and that's catching up on sleep. I get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
5 days a week. Then here comes Saturday, here comes Sunday. Is this a myth, a wives' tale, I can catch up on sleep?
No, it's not a myth or a wives' tale. You know, I always tell, you know, our residents and our fellows, you have two ways of catching up on sleep. When you decide or when your body decides, sleep is a biological imperative. You know, you're better off catching up on your sleep on the weekend in your bedroom rather than driving home from the show in the morning. 25% of residents in the United States fall asleep post-call. Truck drivers have a very high rate of falling asleep behind the wheel. Apnea patients have a high rate of falling asleep at the wheel. No, let me assure you that catching up on sleep is not ideal because you should get adequate, but it is a biological imperative. You're better off catching up on sleep in your bedroom as opposed to in conversation with your wife, as opposed to driving a car.
I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep this little part that you just talked about to play for my wife. So when I sleep in 9:10 in the morning, it's okay.
Oh no, you have no choice. You have no choice. I mean, you cannot do that. And then go to movies in the morning, you know, and you'll fall asleep in your neighbor's house. There's no question about that. Sleep is a biological imperative.
Dr. Thomas Roth is our guest this morning, talking about sleep. Doctor, people are listening. You gave us some good ideas, some things to do to maybe improve sleep. But if it continues to be a problem, what would you tell someone to do?
Well, you know, I think we talked about the things we should do. And then there's some things like you read, like nature calls and things like that. If you're going to the bathroom twice a night, if you're snoring loudly and all the things you talked about doesn't make it, go speak to your doctor and get a look checked out to see if there's any problem there.
Dr. Thomas Roth, the director of the Sleep Disorders and Research Center at Henry Ford Hospital, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.